630 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is giving Mexico 90 days for more talks to strike a trade deal. His tariff deadline is tomorrow. An appeals court, meantime, is hearing arguments on a case brought by some states challenging Trump's authority to levy tariffs. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Does something like a trade deficit, a structural trade deficit, qualify as the type of unusual circumstance where the president can use this power?
At a hearing on the deadly Texas floods, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said recovery is not done yet.
We still look for one adult and one child and a police or fire chief from another county.
SpaceX had to scrub today's planned Dragon launch with NASA astronauts because of storms nearby.
Dragon, SpaceX, bad luck on weather there. We just got clipped by a cumulus cloud right over the pad, so ended up scrubbing for weather.
And they'll try again tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30.
Next year, Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. She's one of the court's three conservative justices. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running for the seat. If Taylor wins next year, that would mean the court has a 5-2 majority. If Bradley wins, the court will maintain its 4-3 liberal majority. A meeting took place last week in Adams County to hear from residents about a possible solar farm in the area. Town Board Chair Carl Hansdahl said the meeting was specifically for the people living near where the planned NextEra Akron Solar Project is projected to be built.
For the residents, explaining what we know and what we don't know, and then getting their opinions.
According to Hasdahl, at the previous meetings run by NextEra Akron, residents were not allowed to speak, only submit written questions. Hasdahl said residents who spoke at this meeting were against the solar farm project. There was a representative there from NextEra Energy Resources. However, Hasdahl said the meeting was for resident comments only.
I told the folks, this is your meeting. You get to speak. He doesn't.
The town has formed an ad hoc committee and is meeting to decide their next steps. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WXCO.FM. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs.
A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time. That, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Starting this Saturday and Sunday, it is the 19th annual South Beach Up North.
Wausau's Chamber Music Festival, featuring outstanding chamber music performed by area students and also professionals from around the country. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. The show is Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., the show will be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. This time, the production will be from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga and Orbon string quartets. Each summer, Wausau native Michael Andrews returns from South Florida to bring wonderful chamber music to our community for free. Yes, free admission to these shows. Join us this Saturday at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival, proudly supported by 98.9 WXCO.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Unfortunately, most all of us know someone who's been touched by cancer. On our next show, we'll be at WRCE in Richland Center to talk Walk with Grace, a great benefit for those who are suffering.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, Phil Ittner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the podcast On the Edge. You can also find his video blog over on YouTube. Just look for Philip Ittner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Ittner Philip, backwards, his last name, first name, is his Blue Sky handle as well as his Twitter handle. Phil, welcome back to the program. How are you? How's Ukraine? How's Kyiv?
Whew. Well, we're hanging in there. We got a real shellacking last night. The Russians using a wide range of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. Several got through the air defense here, and last time I checked, we have 11 dead, including a six-year-old child. I think there's 153 who were wounded. It was a rough night. It was, a lot of anti-aircraft going up into the skies, which, of course, their purpose is to terrorize the people of this city, the people of this country, but also to exhaust us. And I have to admit, that aspect is working. We have gone many days in the last month, many sleepless nights, because, of course, it's just unbearable to try and sleep through that. And even if you are successful in sleeping through it, I don't know how good that is either, that we become so inured to it that we sleep through it. But, you can see it on the streets. You can feel it in the mood among the people. There's a lot of exhaustion, and that's Moscow's intent, is to wear down the people's will to resist them, but also to just wear them down full stop. And that, I have to say, is finding some ground. It's working now. Militarily, they're not doing too great out in the east of the Russians are not doing too great out in the east of the country. They're kind of grinding through a couple of different fronts, and they're losing a lot of men as they do it, but they are making slow, sure, steady increases in territory. But at this rate, it's going to take them, at least another year, and goodness knows how many more casualties before they even get to a large metropolitan center, an urban center. They're fighting over towns that are built for 60 to 70,000 people, and they are losing tens of thousands of soldiers for these little podunk, strategically not important towns. And it is widely thought that their intent is to grab the entire section of the east of the country called the Donbass, And then we'll see. Does Putin then, you know, say that's a good enough victory? I can take this home and sell this to the Russian people as having been a worthwhile effort. That is highly questionable because, you know, it's not. It's grabbing the Donbass is not worth over a million casualties, which is they've already crossed that line. Yeah. Additionally, they're worried about soldiers coming back because they're coming back to a country that is economically in hard straits and is set on a war industry footing. And so they're going to go back to their little villages and they're not going to be getting jobs. The huge pay that they have been getting as soldiers will come to a close. And so in many ways, the Kremlin is afraid of its own returning troops. All of this means that, sadly, it looks like this war is going to keep going.
I'm curious your take on the U.S.-Russian political side of this. Trump, a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday, I think it was the day before yesterday, said that I'm going to shorten up that 50-day time period that I gave Russia to do their best to destroy Ukraine. And Dmitry Medvedev, who, took turns with Putin as president of Ukraine and is kind of his attack dog now, said Trump should remember two things. One, Russia isn't Israel or even Iran. And two, each new ultimatum is a threat and a step toward war, not between Russia and Ukraine, but with his own country. In other words, between Russia and the United States. Don't go down the Sleepy Joe road. And then that Sleepy Joe comment caused Trump to freak out. And he replied saying, Russia and the U.S. do almost no business together. Let's keep it that way until Medvedev, the failed former president of Russia, who thinks he's still president, to watch his words. He's entering very dangerous territory. As far as I can tell, and then Medvedev, hits back, Trump issued a theatrical ultimatum to the Kremlin. The world shuddered, expecting the consequences. Belligerent Europe was disappointed. Russia doesn't care. It seems to me like this is entirely rhetorical. If Donald Trump is still not sending weaponry to Ukraine, then what the hell is all this about? Is this just performance art so that we don't realize that Trump is in Putin's pocket?
That's as good as an explanation as I can think of. But, a lot of this is performative, clearly performative. And Medvedev is well known for that as well. It takes two to tango. He is just as,
bellicose,
loudmouthed and bellicose as Trump himself. So I could easily see those two getting into it again. As far as changing this deadline that he had of 50 days down to 10 days, well, okay, but again, what happens at 10 days? He's made these kind of like, we're going to sanction them or we're going to tariff them. Well, we've already isolated Russia in so many different ways with their economy. What more exactly is it that you intend to do? And you're right, Tom. What we really need is weapons. We need air defense. We need air defense and we need it badly. We need better armor like the Bradleys that we have tons just sitting in stockpiles. If the Europeans have to pay for it because of Trump's transactional nature, then so be it. But we don't need more words. We need weapons. And as far as like more sanctions and tariffs, well, I mean, I don't know what more could be done. I mean, you could really shut down the oil trade, but the Europeans are already doing that with Russia's so-called shadow fleet, which is right, still trading out there. Trump has not articulated exactly what it is he intends to do.
No, he was muttering the other day about India is still buying Russian oil, and then what are you going to do about it? Well, nothing, of course.
Yeah, the problem that then creates is the same problem that President Obama had with the red lines thing in Syria And then the red line gets crossed, and if you don't do anything, then the next time you issue a kind of a red line, who's gonna pay attention to it? So Trump will have to do something at this 10-day deadline, but goodness knows what. And, you know, if it's not a massive influx of weapons or money, send us money. And the Ukrainians will buy the weapons. But this ambiguous kind of like, you're going to get it. If you don't go to the peace table within 10 days, you're not going to like what I'm going to do. Well, okay.
They figured out that he's a taco in regard to this as much as he is with regard to with his tariff wars.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. They don't take him seriously.
Yeah.
Putin runs laps around him. I mean, even, you know, as I say, Medvedev is not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed. It's just that he can be as belligerent as Trump, so they can have their little Twitter fight. But we need concrete moves. We need a strategy. We need a stated, Putin, if you do not come to the table or if you do not issue a ceasefire, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and then follow through. But this kind of ambiguous language and this kind of like, you know, again, this kind of these empty threats or threats that appear, unless he carries through with them, they're going to be empty threats. And then where are we? You cannot do this with the Russians.
Yeah.
The Russians will keep taking and keep taking if you let them.
Are you seeing, European weaponry showing up?
We're constantly getting weapons from the Europeans.
Yeah.
There's an air defense system that they desperately need that's been promised by the Europeans, and only about half of them have showed up. So we need more of those, and we need them right now. It's tough going here right now. But nobody's talking, let me reassure you, nobody's talking about defeat.
Yeah, no, I get it. The great Phil Itner. Phil, thanks you. Thank you so much.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You've probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bone, hairs, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into your coffee like Louise does, or tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price with free shipping. It's only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transition today.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red. But Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow sways. Ukraine still lasts. Ukraine is not alone in this. Their cry for peace, the world must kiss. Democracy's not just a word. It's every voice that must be heard. From city square to bloodstained field, they hold the line. They will not yield. Their fight is ours. This truth is known. We stand with Ukraine. They're not alone. Ukraine fights on with fire and grace.
Welcome back. So the key inflation rate has gone up. We are seeing, first of all, job cuts surged 140% from a year ago July. So yikes.
The core PCE price index went up more than expected. It's up to 2.79%, basically 2.8% inflation right now. And Procter & Gamble said on Tuesday they're going to raise prices on some products sold in the U.S. Because of tariffs. P&G, Procter & Gamble, they're talking about Charmin toilet paper, Dawn dish soap, Tide Evo laundry detergent. They're trying to offset $1 billion in tariff costs that Procter & Gamble is paying. Keep in mind, you know, other countries don't pay tariffs. We do. And Adidas is raising prices. They've confirmed that they will raise prices for American customers. Its rival Nike also said that they would raise prices on some clothing and later warned that their tariffs are costing them about $1 billion as well. So this is you know, pretty grim stuff, basically. And you know, on it goes. Meanwhile, there's a new threat to Social Security. This is pretty nutso. Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary, multi-billionaire Scott Bessent, said he was talking at an investment conference, and he said, and I quote, first of all, he's talking about these accounts that I believe are in the Big Ugly Bill, that every child gets $1,000 when they're born, and then, you know, or $600 or whatever it is, and then you can add money to that account. Maybe you can add $1,000 a year or something like that as time goes on. Now, interestingly, this was an idea that was suggested by Thomas Paine in his booklet Agrarian Justice back in the 1790s. And he suggested basically this as a Social Security program, that the government, when every child is born, that the government fund a retirement account for that child, and that be invested in the stock market, and over time that will grow. And, you know, it's not a terrible idea. But the thing is, Bessent said, and I'll just, you know, quote him. He said, I'm not sure when the distribution level date should be. In other words, when you have access to that money, or when the child does. He says, whether it should be 30 and you can buy a house, or whether it should be 60. But in a way, it is a backdoor for privatizing Social Security. So here we, end of quote. So here we have the Treasury Secretary of the United States, this multi-billionaire, you know, in the Trump cabinet, overseeing our Treasury Department. He's got Alexander Hamilton's old job. And he's saying this is the first step toward privatizing Social Security. Now, today he's out there going, well, I didn't mean privatize Social Security. I just said something privatized. Yeah, I didn't. Well, you know, we're not. Social Security's good. We're not going to. I think he realizes he put his foot in his mouth. I mean, you know, Republicans aren't supposed to say out loud what they're really doing. And Bessent is getting you know, he's not a politician. He's getting a fast course in how to lie, how to be an effective Republican politician. It's amazing. But get ready. Hang on.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Social Security's been in the crosshairs ever since 1935 when it was passed into law. Republicans have been trying to tear it down. Your calls are up next. Stay with us.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357.
As people, a balanced meal is crucial for our nutritional health. And while it's different than prioritizing fruits and vegetables, a balanced diet is also crucial for dairy cattle. I'm Kylie Allen, and you're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Today, Dairy Nutrition Extension Specialist Dr. Luis Ferrarto has information on how we can incorporate cover crops into dairy rations.
I think that there are some cover crops that goes quite well. We are seeing very digestible ryegrass, sometimes cereal rye, as well as triticale. I think the most important is we need to make sure we have a crop that is harvested at proper maturity so the digestibility is good, but also make sure we do a good ensiling process so that silage ferments well and can be well fed to the cows. I do think that cover crops can be a portion of the diet. I don't see we ever replacing 100% of corn silage in a diet, primarily because of yield, right? But I do think that part of that can be easily replaced by cover crops if we can reach some of those good quality levels we are seeing.
Dr. Luis Ferrarto is an extension specialist in dairy nutrition. He says prioritizing a balanced diet is important for lactating cows. We'll have a look at your markets after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Join our friends from Wisconsin Farmers Union in Booth 607 and Midwest Farm Report at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on Wednesday, August 6th at 2 p.m. Wisconsin Farmers Union is united to grow family agriculture. Visit wisconsinfarmersunion.com to learn more.
This year's Farm Technology Days is celebrating generations of progress August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit wifarmtechdays.org for a full schedule of events.
I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your markets this Thursday. From Chicago, cash corn is trading at $3.93 and a quarter, up 1 and a half. New crop corn is trading at $4.13, up 3 quarters. Cash soybeans are trading at $9.65 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. New crop soybeans are trading down 5 and a half at $9.90 and a quarter. New crop wheat is trading down 2 at $5.21 and three quarters. August Class 3 milk contracts are trading at $17.13, up 6. In September, Class 3 milk contracts are trading up 7 at $17.40. Did you know the Midwest Farm Report is on Instagram? You can follow us at MWF Report. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years,
yeah,
to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. This is all too familiar to me. It happened, in fact, when we were on vacation a while ago. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out and take time off work or skip your vacation. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then when you check out, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get your $45 off.
In a business suit, no conscience, no heart. Poison the truth, made cruelty a trend. Taught the GOP that empathy's pretend. He caged up children. Laughed at their cries, called Nazis fine people, and swallowed his lies. Tore up the map, set fire to the ground, and danced with the devil as the world spun around. He's a black hole in a red hat, a gravity well of hate, spray tan and sulfur, marching toward our fate. He didn't just
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Let's pick up some of your calls. Paul in Zilla, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning, Tom. I heard you say you weren't aware of any big protest things coming up, but there is a rage against the regime. I don't know if it's nationwide. I'm out in the farm in Vineyard right now and can't look it up. But certainly here in Washington State, every town of any size, including some little ones like Zilla, because we're going to do one here, is having a protest on Saturday, August 2nd, under the banner of Rage Against the Regime.
Cool. Okay. Well, who's organizing this?
Well, it's under a bunch of different things.
Is there a website I can go to find out about it, for example?
Like I said, I'm out in the field and can't look anything up right now. But I follow 50501 Washington State on Facebook. Uh-huh. And on their events page, there's a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Here in red eastern Washington, there's Spokane, Richland, Yakima, Zilla, and I don't know who all else.
Cool.
So I'm pretty sure that 95% of the population of Washington State is within an hour of a demonstration.
That's great. And it's probably the case all over the country.
I think it's fairly nationwide, but like I said, I'm not in the position right now this morning to look it up. So okay. I believe you'll probably find it on some of those sites like the Blop and Indivisible.
Yeah, you're right. I will do it. Paul, thank you. Thanks for the heads up.
You bet.
Yep. Keep growing that great wine. Tracy in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I was watching the news yesterday, and they were talking about the gerrymandering. And I got extremely upset when Nancy Pelosi got on there to respond to it, because while they're doing their gerrymandering, she was talking about in order for California to do it, they had to have a committee, they had to do this and do that. And Democrats are not going to learn. I mean, Republicans have moved forward, and there is no constitutional value. They don't listen to the Constitution. Illegal activities are occurring. And they want to fight that with following the Constitution. I just don't get it.
I get it. Well, here's the problem, Tracy. The state of California actually passed a law, and I'm not sure if they amended their Constitution or whether it was a piece of legislation. I believe it's just a piece of legislation, but they passed a law that created a nonpartisan commission of professional statisticians and bureaucrats whose job was to apportion or redistrict the state. And so now, you know, the state is fairly organized in a fair fashion that gives, you know, representation to Republicans in areas where they're majority and Democrats in the areas where they're majority. And to gerrymander the state, you would have to break the law. You would have to violate that law. So the state legislature has to get together and either change that law or the governor has to do something to overcome it or override it, you know, declare a state of emergency or something. I don't know what. But that's what Nancy Pelosi was talking about. And it is a significant legal obstacle. They can't just do it. Like in Texas, there is no law that says that you've got to have, you know, fair districts. So they can just do whatever they want. But California adopted this back, you know, 20 or more years ago. And, you know, they were quite proud of it at the time. I remember when it happened, maybe even 30 years ago. It's going to be a challenge. But it seems increasingly like Governor Newsom and a few of the other blue state Democratic-controlled states governors are saying, you know, if Texas goes ahead with this, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to fight fire with fire, and that's a good thing. So, step by step. Tracy, thanks for the call. Eric in Rockville, Maryland. Excuse me, Eric, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing? Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm really concerned about the Democrats, and I know you brought up concerns with them in the past couple of weeks and stuff. And I just feel that they're not on par where Trump and his administration are at, and I feel like they're falling into the same kind of trap. And They keep attacking Trump, and we know what Trump is. We know what he's doing. You know, we know he's fascist and stuff. But they're not, in my view, my opinion, they're not planning for the future like they should be. And I feel that they should be planning that this man is trying to destroy the federal government. Mm-hmm. And what is the plan after that? They have Project 2025. What is our plan? And they have no leader. They're kind of like floating around and bickering and caught up in the Epstein stuff, and I get it. He's awful. We know what he is. He's been charged for it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what's going to happen afterwards? Because we got to start planning. He's not going to leave in 2028. And if he does leave, he's going to get into Eric Trump.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with. We know what it is. So I just feel like there's no plan. You know, and if you look at the past, there's plans out there. I mean, they can take stuff from FDR's New Deal or Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition.
Bernie's program. Proposals.
I mean, Bernie's proposals, yes. And they have to start cultivating and uniting around a leader.
Yeah.
And start planning now.
The problem is that the damage that Bill Clinton did to the Democratic Party in 93 when he created this third way, the new Democratic coalition, which was basically saying we're going to be Republican light. And I get it that at the time, you know, Rush Limbaugh was suddenly becoming very, very popular. Newt Gingrich took over Congress. Fox News was rolling out. I mean, all kinds of stuff was going on that was pushing Clinton in that direction. I'm not saying that he stabbed us in the back, but the bottom line was he created basically this massive fissure in the Democratic Party. And it took a long time. I mean, I remember I did a fundraiser for the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which Bernie started, by the way, when he was in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. And I did a fundraiser for them with Raul Grijalva, who at the time was the chairman. He's now passed away. And it was down in New Mexico, might have been Arizona. It was somewhere in the Southwest. And it was a national fundraiser. And at that time, there was about a dozen members. There were only a dozen members of Congress who were members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. It was a really small event. I mean, fewer than 200 people even showed up. It was in the early years. Now, more than half of the Democrats, or in the neighborhood, a half of the Democrats in Congress are members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. So we're trying, you know, the party is slowly, sadly, but slowly getting back to its LBJ, FDR, New Deal, Great Society roots. And, you know, it's being impeded, of course, by these so-called problem solver Democrats, who are the ones who are, you know, have their, they allow billionaires to put their hands in their pockets, or vice versa, and and you know, are on the corporate dole, you know, the Gottheimers and Goldens of the world. But you know, it's a struggle, Eric. It really is.
Yeah, and I just like to say, I just worry about it because I see a severe recession coming.
Yeah,
and they're not ready. And
I see a crisis coming, not just a recession. And I think it's going to be driven by housing right now.
Yeah, the housing asset, and the and it could be a depression. I mean, we're second Great Depression coming. I mean, and we have to start planning now. Yep. I mean, Trump ran in 2022. He started his campaign in 2022. Whoever, and they have to unite around that individual. And I don't care if it's Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or whoever. They have to start getting it together now.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And I'm hopeful that it's a progressive populist, because I'm still convinced that in 2016 and 2020, Bernie Sanders could have beat Donald Trump. And the big mistake the Democratic Party made was pushing the old Clinton establishment. Eric, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your call. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting this Saturday and Sunday, it is the 19th annual South Beach Up North Wausau's Chamber Music Festival, featuring outstanding chamber music performed by area students and also professionals from around the country. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's the South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau. The show is Mozart on the Move, featuring a student string quartet. And then on Sunday at 2 p.m., the show will be at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. This time, the production will be from Spain and Cuba, Arriaga and Orbon string quartets. Each summer, Wausau native Michael Andrews returns from South Florida to bring wonderful chamber music to our community for free. Yes, free admission to these shows. Join us this Saturday at First Universalist Unitarian Church in Wausau at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau Conservatory of Music. South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival. Proudly supported by 98.9 WXCO.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
You probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and gut. In just 2 scoops a day, delivers 18 grams of protein. You can mix it in your coffee like Louise does, or tea or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use, and consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Feel better, look younger, start your transition today at getnativepath.com/Tom.
Do not adjust your conscience.
He came down the golden tower, whispers wrapped in fear and power. Spoke of rapists, built a wall, a test to see if we would fall. They cheered, they clapped, the press stood still. Another test, another chill. Truth was twisted into lies, wrapped in flags and alibis. This is the test of tyranny. Step by step into the dark, where silence is complicity and fear ignites the spark. You think it's just
another show.
Welcome
back. 52 minutes past the hour. Back to your calls here. Mark in Missoula, Montana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Tom, Teresa and I catch your show on Free Speech TV, and I also get Sue Stack. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to say your call takers are very good, polite,
yeah. Mateo's
friendly.
A great guy, and occasionally Jeremy fills in when he's out, and they both do a great job. Yeah, thank you.
So I'm thinking about the ICE agents and what they are going to get paid and the bonuses that they are offered. And recently I was watching a video that was taken by a Mr. Kenny Lanez in West Palm Beach, where he was detained, pulled out of his car and detained by ICE agents. It's posted on J.C. Korea's Real Talk. Anyway, during the detention, when they've thrown him on the ground, the ICE agents are making disparaging comments about Mr. Lanez. And one of them talks about the way he smells. And another agent says, yeah, but just think about the $30,000 bonus you're getting.
Yeah, I've seen the video. We talked about it day before yesterday when it came out.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering, do you know because I've researched it and haven't been able to find anything. Are ICE agents getting a bonus for meeting a quota? Are some of the vigilante free?
If they're not, they clearly think they are.
Yeah.
And we don't know if these guys were ICE agents or if they were vigilantes who are looking for a bounty, because apparently there's a bounty now that the government is paying also. Although I haven't been able to confirm that, it's, you know, there's a bunch of stuff happening under the surface here that that is very, very troubling, you know, with these secret police and the militarization or authorization of basically bounty hunters, you know, of private police. Mark, we all need to do a little more work on this. I'm expecting that some of the good investigative reporters out of places like ProPublica, which, by the way, is really worthy of our support, will continue on this. But it doesn't look good. Mark, thanks for the call, and thanks for pointing all that out. Cindy in Morton Grove, Illinois. Hey, Cindy, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how's it going? So last week they came out with some kind of wholesale report saying that wholesale prices hadn't gone up and they were holding steady. I own a gift store in St. Joseph, Michigan, that's a single brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. I just ordered from about 50 vendors for my fall and Christmas season. And I'll tell you, don't believe a word that is coming out of this government because wholesale prices are up across the board and not a tiny bit. And this is before these tariffs have even really taken effect. But they're up a lot, like coffee mugs that used to cost me $6 wholesale that I would sell for $12 are now $9 wholesale. That's like a 30% increase. And it's just across the board with everything. I mean, I started getting emails from all my vendors about 2 months ago saying, you know, June 1st or July 1st or whatever, prices are going up 22%, 26%. So don't believe what you're hearing on the news that wholesale prices.
I think they're cooking the books, Cindy.
They're total. I mean, they're just like, I listened to that report and I was just like, BS. Like, yeah. I'm a store owner. I would know this.
Yeah. Now, so, I think one of the points that they were making was that producer prices are not up, but retail prices are, indicating that, you know, tariffs are being passed along. But that doesn't make sense either, because, you know, your producer, unless that's producer prices in the United States, but so much of the raw material that we use here is coming from overseas, you know, particularly things like steel. And so none of it makes sense. And
no, there are a few made in USA companies that have not raised their prices at all. We sell lots of postcards, magnets, buttons, coasters. Mm-hmm. All those are made in the US and none of them have gone up a penny.
But
I think once the tariffs take effect, they probably will, like you said, it's their material.
Cindy,
thank you. And one last thing for your audience. Everybody get 12 new people to listen to Tom Hartman. That's how we can save America.
God bless you, Cindy. And thank you for the call, and thanks for the sharing your personal story with us. It really is appreciated.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for listening to WCPT. Yeah, we're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of the break. Jason Eggenberg is going to be with us, so you're going to find this absolutely fascinating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With the deadline looming for other countries, President Trump says he's given Mexico more time to strike a trade deal. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Trump spoke with Mexico's president on the phone today and announced he's extending that country's current tariff rate another 90 days while negotiations continue.
President Trump's Mideast envoy was in Israel today for talks on getting a ceasefire deal in Gaza and the growing international pressure on Israel. Reporter Robert Berger.
So far, the voice that really counts in all of this, President Trump, is backing Israel and opposing this move for a Palestinian state.
The extreme heat is lingering in much of the south. Farther north, there is the risk of severe weather.
Heavy rainfall is going to move into the northeast, into our urban corridors, and that's going to cause a significant concern.
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore says several inches of rain could fall quickly with those storms. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.